A new disease has been found in Missouri. That's according to a report out of the current issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. The virus, named the Heartland virus, was first observed in two Northwest Missouri farmers. Scott Folk is the Director of Infectious Diseases at Heartland Regional Medical Center in St. Joseph and is a co-author on the study. He first diagnosed the two farmers with a bacterial disease called ehrlichiosis, which symptoms include fever, muscle fatigue, headache, and nausea.
But these two patients, what set them apart was the fact that they were very, very slow to get better. It took a while for their fevers to resolve and for their low white blood cell count to come up, their low platelet count to come up, and their liver test to start to improve.
Folks sent blood samples to microbiologist William Nicholson at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nicholson says he tested the two blood samples.
And we did not obtain Ehrlichia isolates as we had hoped. However, we did see changes in the cell culture that suggested we had something else.
That something else turned out to be a new virus that was genetically related to others that spread through ticks and other insects. Indeed, both farmers got tick bites shortly before they were hospitalized. But Folk says more testing needs to be done before any conclusions are made.
Until we know a little bit more about the symptoms, it's hard to predict what patients should expect in the future. I think the thing that we're telling them right now is if they have been bitten by ticks and they develop symptoms, the first step is to see their healthcare provider, who then can evaluate them and, if need be, contact the local state health department for possible referral of specimens onto the CDC for further analysis.
Folk and Nicholson say they're working with the state health department to learn more about how the disease is transmitted and about the animals that carry it in nature.